Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and your leadership. Well, yesterday's podcast, The Most Important Kind of War, was long, and it was kind of intense, so I thought today I'd be a lot shorter and a little bit lighter. I'm entitling today's podcast, Abigail's Pen, and it comes from some words that Abigail Adams wrote to her husband, John Adams, way back on the 23rd of September, 1776. She says this, "My pen is my only pleasure and writing to you the composure of my mind." So beautiful. Today, I want to take a few minutes and share with you some of the beautiful things that Abigail Adams has written on parenting, on love, on responsibility, on life. And I think you're going to find it delightful, insightful, and encouraging. Let's start with some words that Abigail Adams gave to her son, John Quincy. Now, these words came on the 10th of June, 1778, and they're significant for many reasons, but not the least of which that John Quincy was only 11 years old, and he's making an Atlantic crossing, a dangerous crossing, I might add. And here's what she writes him. "Great learning and superior abilities, should you ever possess them, will be of little value and small estimation unless virtue, honor, truth, and integrity are added to them. And remember that you are accountable to your Maker for all your words and actions. I had much rather you should have found your grave in the ocean you have crossed, or any untimely death crop you in your infant years, rather than see you an immoral, profligate, or graceless child." Whew. Part of what stands out to me about that particular piece, as I mentioned, is John Quincy's only 11 years old. And while his mother may have said, "Honey, I hope you're okay. Have a great time with Dad over in Europe," she doesn't. She's giving him the words that she wanted him to hear to become the man she wanted him to become. The power of Abigail's pen. Let's hear another. This one has to do with the love between Abigail and John Adams, once again expressed through her pen. Here's a portion of a letter that Abigail wrote her husband in 1776. She writes, "I have amused myself in reading and thinking of my absent friend," and she's referencing Adams with that word friend, "sometimes with a mixture of pain, sometimes with pleasure, sometimes anticipating a joyful and happy meeting whilst my heart would bound and palpitate with a pleasing idea and the purest affection. I have held you to my bosom till my whole soul had dissolved in tenderness and my pen fallen from my hand." Wow, what beautiful words coming from this woman's pen. Here's another one, and this one has to do with accomplishing the impossible. Abigail is writing to John. Listen to what she has to say. "How many things have the idea of impossible been annexed to that have become easy to those who knew how to take advantage of time, opportunity, lucky moments, the faults of others, different dispositions, and an infinite number of other circumstances." So powerful. I mean, she's advocating for her husband. Get after it. Don't stop. Pursue the impossible. I love that. I wanted to share this one with you as well. It comes from the 15th of December, 1777, and Abigail Adams is writing James Lovell. And in this brief discourse, what she's doing is she's giving us a sense of her heart and the sacrifice that both she and John Adams played in the American Revolution. Listen to this. She writes, "I have often experienced the want of his aid," speaking of her husband, "and assistance in the last 3 years of his absence, and that demand increases as our little ones grow up, three of whom are sons and at this time of life stand most in need of the joint force of his example and precepts. And can I, sir, consent to be separated from him whom my heart esteems above all earthly things, and for an unlimited time? My life will be one continued scene of anxiety and apprehension, and must I cheerfully comply with the demand of my country? So strong. At this point, John Adams had been in Europe on behalf of our country, and Abigail was left to tend both to the farm and to her children by herself. And what's so interesting is to consider how these words poured from her pen at the end of a long day of both tending to the farm and taking care of her children, and then probably writing by candlelight long after everyone else had gone to bed. I'll give you one more. This one comes from the 20th of January, 1787, and Abigail Adams writes to Mary Cranch about the chief end of man, about what life is all about. She asks, in her writing, "What is the chief end of man is a subject well worth the investigation of every rational being. What, indeed, is life or its enjoyments? Without settled principle, laudable purposes, mental exertions, and internal comfort, that sunshine of the soul, and how are these to be acquired in a hurried tumult of the world?" Such a great question. How are these things to be acquired in the hustle and bustle of life? Well, for sure, one way is by turning off the television, silencing the phone, picking up our pens, and taking some time to write the thoughts of our hearts. Abigail Adams did, and we are the better for it. If you do it, those you love and serve will be the better for it as well. Abigail's pen was a powerful tool. May it be a powerful tool in your life. That's my thought on my walk with Abigail Adams in the book, The Wisdom of John and Abigail Adams, edited by R.B. Bernstein. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out in your walk through life.